Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the results for the fourth quarter 2023. This conference call is being recorded and the presentation is available on the company website. Please be advised that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will begin the question and answer session when further instructions will be provided. Before proceeding, please bear in mind that forecasts of future events are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause these expectations not to materialize or to be different from expected. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are set forth, and the company undertakes no obligation to update them. Present at this conference, we have Mr. Alexandre Santoro, CEO, and Mr. Rafael Bossolani, CFO and IRO of IMC. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Santoro, who will begin the presentation. You may proceed, sir. Thank you, Samantha. Good morning to all of you. I hope that you and your families are well. Thank you for connecting today to the IMC call to release results for the fourth quarter 23 and full year. Let's go to slide number two. When we arrived here almost 3 years ago, the thing we set forth was a dream, a big dream of which would be the best food service platform in Brazil. And very clearly, we set forth the pillars of this transformation journey that we needed to undertake at IMC, something that went beyond the recovery of the business after COVID. To begin this presentation today, we're going to share with you which has been the evolution in this direction. We are still paving the road with a very clear strategy that depends on a balance between discipline on day-to-day focus and the construction of our future. We can now go on to slide number three. We're going to speak about this evolution in greater detail. I'm satisfied and calm at saying today that we are a new company, and very quickly we're going to go through the main pillars. We begin with a team and governance. We're very proud of the team. We have set up a strong team aligned with our causes and with corporate areas much closer to the field team. Day after day, our office in Sao Paulo is nothing more than a support center for the restaurants, and those who are here have a very clear mission, that of supporting our team and our business as a whole. I would also like to underscore the work of our board that offers us support for the transformations we have undertaken here. I tend to say that we have the management and the board for the IMC that we want to build, and not something based on results and profits. Another point that I underscore is governance. We are part of the B3 market, and this is a priority for the company. The next pillar is operational efficiency, the profitability of our business. We have been able to evolve in all the operations, driven by the strength of our brands. These are relevant brands. Some of them are global brands. These are desired, beloved brands that day after day come closer to the customers with innovations to allow for an ever better experience. And this has brought about important results store by store. And we have our central kitchen, our intelligence, price management, and evolution in profitability. Now, digital transformation is, of course, an important pillar so that we can become ever more efficient and be more available for consumers in all possible channels, and to have the capacity to better know them and interact with them using these tools. Perhaps this pillar was one of the largest challenges that we faced because of the gap that we had in our company and among the competitors 3 years ago. We still have a gap, but we have been able to evolve and close the gap. We have a proprietary app for Pizza Hut that will be customized for other brands. The self-service terminals have had a significant evolution, helping KFC and Pizza Hut sales to reach 40% of our total sales. We have the case of Frango Asado and the express checkout that will speed up the process of paying, especially during peak moments. And of course, we also are undertaking the expansion of the company based on the brands with the greatest growth, for example, KFC. And we have seen this process evolving through planning, and we will begin to see the results as of this year. And finally, of course, our financial discipline. We have been able to make strides in this agenda with a great deal of discipline, which is reflected in the financial situation of the company. In 2023, we had a milestone. We carried out some disinvestments. They helped us deleverage the company and simplify our portfolio. We were able to capture 460 million reais in new resources with a longer maturity. And with this new resource, we are working with the debentures that had been negotiated and no longer reflected our reality when it came to what we were building. We're now going to speak specifically of the year 2023 after this overview of previous years. Now, although we continue to see a rather challenging macroeconomic scenario, we did have evolution in all of our operations, and this reflects the continuous evolution of the company and the consistency of our strategy going forward. Same-store sales with a growth of 5.1 in the consolidated version and 5.6% in Brazil. Net revenue for the company with a growth of 6.2%. If we exclude the impact of gas stations, the net revenue of our restaurant business had a growth of 10% last year. Adjusted EBITDA moved forward 8% during 2023. Now, to be able to carry out the right comparison that reflects the operational and recurrent reality of the company, it is important to exclude extraordinary items such as the credit that we had in the United States in 2022. In terms of recurrent results, we see that our EBITDA increased 25.2 million, reaching 247 million. We continue to make strides in terms of indebtedness that ended the year 2x net debt EBITDA for the last 12 months. And a special thanks to our franchisees and the entire IMC team in Brazil, in the United States. They are the ones that make this business operate day after day. We'll now go on to slide number 5, where you see the numbers for the IMC system. For the first time, we go beyond 600 units, ending the year at 601 units, an increase of 48 stores vis-a-vis 2022. With a disbursement of Colombia, we concluded this last year. We will take away 22 stores from this park. Now, to go into more depth into the results, especially in terms of sales, we now go on to slide number 6 to speak about same-store sales. We end the year with a growth of 5% on a base that had grown 23% last year. It was a year that despite the challenging macroeconomic scenario, did not allow us to be satisfied with our performance because of the enormous potential for organic growth that still exists within our brands. And we're going to speak about this in greater detail in the presentation when we show you the sales results per brand. It was also a year where we prioritized the evolution of profitability. We were more selective vis-à-vis some promotions, especially along those that accrue something to our delivery system. The present-day take rates do not make feasible several initiatives, and they limit our capacity to offer incentives to the end consumer. Now, to speak about brands, and it's always good to mention that we have four broad systems. We have more business than that, but we underscore these four main businesses. And here we break down all of our businesses. And I'm going to focus more on these four businesses: Pizza Hut, KFC, Frango Asado, and Margaritaville, each with profits between 650 and 800 million per year, all of which still have enormous growth potential and value generation that can be captured in the coming years. Let's begin with Pizza Hut, the favorite pizza in Brazil. This is an incredibly strong brand, a brand leader, much above our direct competitor. We had 28 openings last year, reaching a total of 275 stores in the system with 617 million in profit. This includes franchise stores and owned stores. Same-store sales was 5% more above the market rate, but still below what we had planned. As I mentioned before, the very high take rates for delivery operations, one of the reasons that has led us to create our own app that has been successful in sales is because it is fundamental in our delivery strategy. This app is among the 10 favorite apps in Brazil, offering a very good purchase experience with different channels. On the other hand, we still have several opportunities for improvement, especially through innovation in new occasions and by strengthening our top products. Last year, we added the thin pastry pizza, an alternative to the traditional base of the pizza. We also launched new pizza options that have been very well accepted and with individual solutions. We will have more novelties going forward, especially now in the second quarter. And finally, we work in 15 locations, and very soon we will have a partnership with them. Now, let's go on to slide number 9, where we're going to speak about the brand that most grows here in Brazil and worldwide. KFC is one of the largest brands globally. Every 3.5 hours, there's a store opening somewhere in the planet during 2023. And we're very satisfied that in Brazil, we had 39 openings during 2023, which means one new store every 10 days, reaching a total of 192 stores at the end of the year in Brazil. Total sales reached 730 million BRLs. But we had a sales performance that was somewhat below the potential of this business throughout 2023, partially because, very similar to Pizza Hut, we had a moment of profitability impacting sales performance. But this was offset with an enhancement in profitability. We reviewed some promotions, especially in the delivery channel, revising some initiatives like free freight. This led to a positive impact on margin, but we had a flat same-store sales and +4% for the entire year. Another challenge that we are addressing with KFC is that we are very concentrated in shopping malls, and we know they still have not resumed the flow of consumers as they had before the pandemic. One of the main initiatives for the year 2024 was opening new formats, especially freestanding stores with a drive-through that will not only contribute to sales, but will contribute to strengthening the brand in Brazil. And very soon we will have additional novelties. For example, under request of our customers, we are relaunching the delicious desserts at KFC, the sundaes, and much more. An enormous opportunity in the food court. We continue to expand our digital channels in KFC. Here you see the self-service terminals that, besides enhancing the customer's experience, enhance the average ticket. 2023 was a significant year for growth for KFC as a whole, but 2024 will be fundamental for the organic growth in same-store sales, besides a very balanced expansion between our own stores and franchises. We now go on to speak about Frango Asado, that is the best stop on highways. We had a strong growth of the business with same-store sales growing a significant 12%. We carried out a refurbishing of the main stores, and we developed new formats. For example, Frango Asado Express. We're quite enthusiastic with the performance, and we see an evolution of sales because of a greater traffic in our restaurants. Besides the new visual identity, we have made strides in digital initiatives with loyalty programs. We have 250,000 registered customers so far. What is more important, we're revising the experience of the customers aligned with the expansion that we plan to begin in 2024. It's important to highlight the strategic role of our central kitchen. Pão de queijo, coxinhas, and other products are produced centrally. Now, this business continues on with its evolution, and beginning in 2024, we will focus on the enhancement of the stores to resume the expansion project. We will be creative and disciplined in our quest for initiatives to better use our capital. Now, to conclude the business units, let us go to slide 13 to speak about our operation in the United States, where we have the license of an iconic brand in the format of casual dining, quite different from the format in Brazil. We had a strong fourth quarter with a growth of sales, same-store sales of 7%, and we grew 3% once again on a dollar base. Now, we have new ideas for the year because we have felt pressure in our cost structure, especially when it comes to labor costs, salaries, the cost of medical assistance. We are not able to transfer this price increase because of a more sluggish demand. The new restaurants have been growing in terms of performance, especially those of New York, Atlanta, Miami, and Boston. Because of the location, we can decrease the business seasonality, but these are stores that are not operating at full steam, and 2024 will be key to move forward in terms of the performance of these stores. We now go on to our digital sales. I have already referred to this somewhat. We reach almost 500 million BRL for Pizza Hut and KFC, a growth of 42%, impacted by the initiatives we have mentioned here. Digital transformation is, of course, a reality, but we still need to evolve and enhance the share of digital means as part of our total sales. This is one of the priorities for the year. Now, to conclude this first part, we get to the next slide on slide 15 with a net revenue of 2.351 billion BRL, a growth of 6% year on year. It's important to highlight the impact of the gas stations. If we exclude the gas station impact, the growth is 10% in the restaurant business, ex gas stations. Although the gas stations were operating at lower prices, something we cannot control, we are able to control what happens in our brand. We will now go on to slide number 16. Speaking about adjusted EBITDA, we reached an EBITDA of 73 million in the fourth quarter, a reduction of 29% vis-a-vis the fourth quarter 22, and a growth of 8% for the year. As explained before, if we exclude the effect of non-recurrent results, the EBITDA in the fourth quarter grew 31% and 25% during the entire year, with EBITDA margin reaching 10.2%. To conclude here, on slide 17, the result per region. As I tend to say, Brazil is one of our focuses, and we have focused heavily on the operation to ensure the profitability of each store, to reduce losses, and to focus on the increase of our sales in the same stores in a profitable manner. This work is beginning to show results, with EBITDA Brazil growing substantially throughout the year vis-a-vis 2022, an important performance. We have confidence in our decisions and the work we have carried out, but we're still not satisfied, and we are aware that we have achieved enhancements in our operational results. I will give the floor to Rafael Bossolani, my partner and CFO, so he can speak about the performance of IMC. Thank you, Santoro. A good day to all of you. For those who are attending our fourth quarter 23 conference call, I would like to continue on with a presentation, taking advantage of this moment to underscore some important results. You can see them on slide number 18, as Santoro has just mentioned, and I would like to reinforces the operational progress of the company is aligned with a rapid advancement in our transformation process. And this has translated into concrete results that we have attained in these almost 3 years. And it reflects the continuous progress of the company towards our financial and strategic goals. The pillar of financial discipline, of course, has been fundamental for the success and sustainability of the company. We had a significant progression since we began this journey in 2021, and it puts the company into a sound and advantageous financial position. The operational cash flow for the fourth quarter 23 was of 54 million BRLs, an increase of 16% compared to the same period the previous year. And this result arises not only from an improvement in the operational results in all of our units, but also because of our management of the working capital of the company. In 1 year, we reached 233 million, a growth of 36% vis-a-vis the 12 months of 2022. It's important to underscore that the focus is to enhance our operational cash flow. It's one of our priorities. and we are pursuing this with a great deal of diligence as part of our growth strategy. We have maintained a responsible expansion pace, focused on making the existing operations more profitable, but we are seeking opportunities for growth to enhance our relevance in the sector. The pace of investment in the construction of new stores is and will be directly connected to the operational and financial performance of the company. In this line item, we maintain the discipline of our investment in the expansion of our own stores. This year, we accelerated vis-à-vis the year 2022. We have opened 40 stores of this type in the last 12 months, reflecting the opening schedule of different stores among the quarters, a variation that always happens. During the year, we made investments of 133 million reais, 87 million destined to store expansion, and the additional 46 million for strategic projects and refurbishing and maintenance of our units. We go on to slide number 19, where once again I highlight the intense work in the enhancement of the company's capital structure. In the last 2 months, we have reduced our gross debt by almost 20%, and we end the fourth quarter with a net debt of 295 million. It grew 42 million vis-a-vis December of last year because we had a cash entry from the sale of an asset that year. As you can see in the graphs, we have a leverage that is quite positive. That stands at 2x net debt EBITDA for the last 12 months, aligned with the levels that we deem to be coherent for the company and below the rate set forth by the covenants. That would be 3x that indicator. I would also like to mention that in 2023, simply to remind you, we concluded all of the stages of our debenture refinancing program. We captured 260 million. We reduced the average cost of the debt by 126 bips and have lengthened the debt for 24 months, a very important move for the company. So we have a comfortable debt structure, an adequate liquidity structure that will make our business plan feasible and make it sustainable going forward. These results reflect a highly disciplined management of our working capital and the focus that we have on maintaining the appropriate liquidity levels in our businesses. Simply to conclude, and before returning the floor to Santoro, we continue to focus on maximizing cash generation. It's one of our priorities, along with an increase of profitability in our operations, guaranteeing an efficient cost management and creating an operational leverage that is important in all of our operations so that we can give thrust to the company results. Thank you very much, and I will return the floor to Mr. Santoro. Thank you, Rafa. Simply to conclude, as you saw during the presentation, we have made several strides when it comes to the fundamental pillars of our business. The increase of transactions in our stores in a profitable fashion and the consistent and excellent experience for the customers are key pieces of this strategy. We have several opportunities for growth. We're going to do this with discipline when it comes to resources and our financial availability. We're aware of the opportunities that lie before us, but we're quite proud of what we have done so far. I say that the consistency of our strategy, the strength of our brands, and the quality of our franchisee team will bring us ever closer to our big dream, which is to be the best food platform in Brazil. With this, I would like to end the presentation and return the floor to Samantha so that we can begin the question and answer session. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts. Should you wish to pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and write in your question. To pose questions through the microphone, please click in raise hand. Please hold while we pull for questions. I have a first question in the Q&A here with Julio from the question is, how did the amount of the sale of Margaritaville contribute and how do other stores compare to the sold store? Julio, an excellent question. Very generally, I spoke about the new stores we have inaugurated in the last 2 years that are still not at the top of their maturity curve. This year, the stores that we opened recently will offset the disinvestment of Margaritaville. So we hope to have a very similar base in terms of results in the United States after the sale of the store of Margaritaville. Thank you for the question. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and write in your question. Should you wish to use the microphone, click on raise hand. Another question from Clave Capital. The question is if we could comment on disinvestments that we still have to do. Well, very clearly, we have ended the most important cycle of disinvestment in the company. At the same time, of course, we're always analyzing alternatives and opportunities. This is part of our day-to-day work. But at this point, we have nothing additional to say about disinvestments. There's nothing under discussion. Please hold while we pull for more questions. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, click on the Q&A icon that is at the bottom of the screen and write in your question. To ask questions through the microphone, click on raise hand. Good morning. This is Rafael for Julio to Clave Capital. I'm sorry, it seems we did not answer your question, which was the EBITDA generated by this unit. That was an operation that was sold in Pigeon Forge in Tennessee. It was an operation that was no longer growing, and in the last few years, it remained very stable in terms of profitability. It represented 6 to 7% of our profit and between 10 to 11% of EBITDA. These for the American operation, 6 to 7% of the profit and between 10 and 11% of the EBITDA of the United States. Once again, we remind you that should you wish to pose a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and write in your question. To ask questions over the microphone, click on raise hand. Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and write in your question. Should you wish to ask a question live, please click on raise hand. We have an additional anonymous question. I would like to know about the other brands that are part of IMC, like Vienna, if they have ended the quarter positively. Yes, Mr. Anonymous, these are the operations that are profitable for the company. We're speaking of Viena, Batata Inglesa, and the operations in airports, which include catering and the stores that we have in the airports. They're profitable operations, and the company focus is not to expand these operations, but instead to focus on an enhancement of profitability. Therefore, as part of our transformation agenda, we have ended up by closing down the stores that were draining cash. There were very few units, of course, perhaps 5 or 7 units that were closed down in the last few years, but they are businesses that are well balanced and profitable for the company. Once again, we remind you, should you wish to pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question. If you wish to pose a question over the microphone, click on raise hand. Very well, we have another question from an individual person who has asked me to speak more broadly about financial expenses as the debts with CDI are dropping. Thank you, Patrick, for the question. Our expectation when it comes to financial expenses is that they will drop for 2 reasons. First, we're going to reduces because the debt has been reduced. The gross debt was reduced by more than 130 million, and the spread of the debt has also had a reduction, 25 base points. And with the CDI dropping, as that indicator is cooled down, it will generate positive impacts for the company. Now, throughout the year 2023, more specifically, as part of the financial expenses, we did have non-recurrent costs due to the renegotiations carried out with the debentures. We had a prepayment, and this represented some extraordinary expenses, enabling us to lengthen the debt and much more. So the trend is for financial expenses to continue to have a reduction. The question and answer session has ended here. We will now return the floor to the company CEO, Mr. Alexandre Santoro, for the closing remarks. Well, thank you, Samantha, and our thanks to all of those who attended the call. Thank you for the questions. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for your attendance, and as is traditional, download a specific coupon for KFC, as you can see on slide number 22. That already guarantees lunch for you. Good restaurants have owners, so have a good day and have a very good week. The IMC conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your attendance. Have a very good day.